discussed the Shitz Ram yesterday. Ram says the Meis Machlas Lacha has to be B'Shas Lacha. All the Shainim argue. They say, it says Meis Machlas, then say B'Shas Lacha. So we had the Rivash that says that the idea of B'Shas Malach is just a means to know that it was talking about Meis Machmas Malacha. Like this, how are we supposed to know if it was Meis Machmas Malacha or not? So if it's B'Shas Malacha, then that gives us an indication that Taka was Machmas Malacha, otherwise not. We discussed yesterday at the end that the Rambam seems to put together the idea that if you use it for something else, then there's no permeis machmas malacha. No permeis machmas malacha. Because the whole, it sounds like there was part of, not just tam because you were shleach yad, rather, because then you're missing in the whole permeis machmas malacha. And Ram says, shal el lasis by malacha. The Torah Meis Machmas is when I use it for that malacha that I borrowed it for, then there's that Torah. So we discussed yesterday, can that Chor doesn't work for the Ramban? Ramban says that you're Pesheya. So what's the difference if it's all the Pesheya of the Mashal? It shouldn't make a difference. He said maybe the Raj would work, but there's a little bit Chas in the Ramban. So I just saw this morning that Mrs. Zalman says a Mahalach. And the Mahalach that he says, I just told Takiva this morning, Pshat maybe in that Taisvis, in that Taisvis in the beginning of the Perek, which came up yesterday, in a way, I guess. So I went back to the Taisvis. Again, the Taisvis over there has the Kasha and the Mishnah of the Dal Shaimrim. It says that Shailos Chayiv Bakal. It doesn't mention the fact that Shailos Potter by Mason Machmas Malacha. The Taisvis give a Teretz. A Mason Machmas Malacha came to Shailos Yeshla with Shus Lassay's Bamalacha Potter. Very cryptic, ambiguous words. That it's not clear what he wants. Since he's allowed to use it, therefore he's potter. So how is that? What does he mean? And how does that answer the question? So, and then Tais not mashmal mosh. It's not mash. It's not mash like Ramban. That's a pshia. Right? It's just he's allowed to use it. No. According to Ban, because the pshia mitad of the mashal. Even the Rashba is chaser. So, I was thinking yesterday. And I see that the Ibn Ozel learns that way in the Rambam as well. That actually, my thought came about as a result of the conversation that we had over Abram yesterday. We were discussing the idea of kash, of usage, a wear and tear of an object. Right? That when I borrow something, right? Kiva gave a very good mashal. If I borrow a pen. And I use some ink. Yeah? So you're not going to say I'm chai for the ink because haray it's chaser, haray it's hukhash, it's chaser, right? No, that's I borrowed it for the ink. That was the shayla itself, right? You don't come on the Rajbi's Michael, you know. That is what the shayla is. I'm borrowing it to use to be machaser the ink. That is what I'm doing. That is the essence of the shayla. Okay, so it's a mashal, yeah? The nimshal goes further than that, obviously. Otherwise, you would need a mashal. But no talking. Even though I'm saying over your mashal, it doesn't be right to interrupt. Mela, I was thinking that the fizeh, the whole heter, the whole yisrael of lav lukma bekil se shilte, the whole heter, the whole tour, I should say, meitz machmas lacha. Is the pshat that when the Gemara says by hukhash, then the Gemara says even misa, yeah. Pshat is that that is the usage, A meisa machmas halacha, pshat is, or say, it's not with hukhash, right? So that's wear and tear. If I borrow a car, yeah? So there's wear and tear. Every time you use the car, there's a little bit of wear and tear in the car, right? You use anything, there's wear and tear, right? So that's pashut, that you don't have to pay for that, right? Because that's what you borrowed it. So the chiddush of Gemara is, that even hukhash, the Gemara says, that's also wear and tear. Noch weiter, says Rava. Noch weiter, China is that even when it dies machmas nalacha, when it dies machmas nalacha, that's part of usage. That's normal usage. Not that something happened to die. I used it until it died. That's what it was. And I used the molding in the pen, right? Now the pencil's gone, nothing left. No, that was the usage, right? So the chiddush is even by missing out there. So I think that if it's the best in the Lashon Taisvis, when Taisvis says that, and that's why Taisvis says it's not a p'tur. It's not a p'tur of Meisim Achmas Locha. It's not a p'tur of Medina Shoyal. It's not a p'tur of Medina Shoyal. That's why I borrowed it for. So the Mishnah is telling me, Chiyuv Mem P'turim of the various Shaimrim. Yeah? A Shoyal that's part of Meisim Achmas Locha is not a p'tur. It's not a p'tur. Yeah, that is the shayla. Meis of Taisvim, that's his place lashin. Aval meis machus malacha kimin she shayla yesh l'rishus last by malacha potter. What is that? Yesh l'rishus last by malacha. It's his potter. What does that mean? Because that is what he's doing. That is what he is doing. That is what the shayla is. Meis of Mitzalman, he says that's kind of Ram also. Says Ms. Zalman. And he wants to explain, that's why maybe you need, he says, you know, what's the makar, right? Rambam says, it has to be b'shas, right? So everyone screams at the Rambam. What do you think? Rambam says, may the makar's not. Where's Rambam get b'shas? Where does b'shas come in? Where's their makar for that? Says Ms. Zalman, that if you learn the Rambam, like we just said in Taisus, the Pshat is, Meis Machmach, the Pshat is that is my usage. And with that, he explains what the Rambam says, yeah? If you use it for something else, right? Even like Magmisha said, I use it for a lesser. I use it for a lesser, right? Lesser strenuous activity, yeah? It's doing Disha. I'm riding it instead of heavy harisha, right? But I'm still chayim. Why? I did less. Yeah. The answer is because it wasn't borrowed for that. It wasn't borrowed for that. Meis Malachus Malka says that what you borrowed it for, yeah, what you borrowed it for, you're allowed to use it until it's death. Yeah? That's when you're using it for what you borrowed it for. If you're not using it for what you borrowed it for, then it's not an Einis Malman, then it's not a die. Since you're not allowed to use it for something else, even though it's less, you're not allowed, you borrowed it for this. You borrowed it for this, this is what you borrowed it for. This is what you borrowed it for, and this is where the Ptur is. But if you use it for something else, says the Rambam, no, it's missing in the very essence. Oh, like with that yesterday, it's missing in the very essence of the p'tur of Meis Machmas Halacha when I use it for something else. When I use it for something else, it wasn't borrowed for that. If it wasn't borrowed for that, Semechetesi, that now that it died, now that it's Hukash, you should be butter. Now it's not, you're Shoyal, Shoyal's Chayiv and Anon, so Shoyal's Chayiv and everything, so now that the animal is not the way it was, you hired to pay.
That's why the Rambam says B'shas?
Well, I didn't get to B'shas yet. I'm getting it right now. Okay? Mela, Zok Vizalman, Kenzai, that's the Pshat, why you need Bishas? Because he says, let's say the animal got weak, a couple days later it died, right? So there you don't have that Svara that I used it till its death, right? I mean, the Pshat is, I used it, and because I used it, yeah? Now it got a wound, whatever, it got weak. And then eventually it died because of that. Right? So, Sebishlam, according to Ramban, right? He's pesheya. Obviously, the animal wasn't up to it. Yeah, so because of that I got weak, and because of that I died, it's his fault, it's not my fault, right? Up is like Zalman, according to this Mahalach and the Rambam, right? So Pshat is this that even if it dies, I'm potter, is the Pshat that I used it, is the Pshat that I used it up, so to speak, yeah? I used it until it's dead. So the fact that it got weak when I used it, and then it died a couple of days later, that it's not the taich that I used it until it's dead. I used it because it had got weak, and then it died. It's a separate thing. The dying, it's not, if it died tachas yadi, or if some said it doesn't have to die mamish, you know, while you're riding it. You know, maybe it fell down and it died, you know, like, but the pshat is, if the Havana is that I used it until it's dead, then as far as to say it has to be Mishas Malacha. But if it died afterwards, even though it was the Malacha that was garment to get weak, and that was garment to die, say that's Hishtal Shasad Varim, and that is no Ptor. The only Ptor is to use it until then. Behemoth died. Seder. It was because of the Malacha, but it wasn't using it up. The Torah of Misa, even Misa, Chashis, because that's a usage. Misa is even because I used it up. But here, if it died later, look at Ms. Zalman, Ken Zainisht. Yes,
thank you. Okay, so there came up with the Kamashal, came up with me and Yoni.
Exactly. The marriage counsel
over here. The difference though between a pen and like this, let's say the sefer getting worn down or something like that. Because when you use up ink from the pen isn't worse. You just used up some of it, and uses more. It's not when you're the sefer you wear it is now worse sefer. Nobody wants to learn the lines there. If Rebbe uses some of the pen, okay, I can't use it as well. It's not as good a pen.
I said it was a muscle. It was a muscle.
This is a critical difference. I got back. I didn't get the worst pen.
Okay, without
the Marshall.
Without the Marshall. It was a Marshall. I'd rather like the Marshall. If you don't like the Marshall, then I'll take it. I think it was a Marshall, but it was a Marshall. It was a dogma. A Marshall to have a concept. I said we're going much further than the Marshall. I said that. It was just a Marshall.
But the animal is worse. It is the worst animal that I got back.
Menachem.
I think it's Madui that this holds like that from Sadizan and Aleph tests on Achbari. He says why wants to know why wouldn't it be Mason Achim Lach? He said because he's Shina, he still doesn't have to watch from Achbari. He's not sure that.
Wait, what? Which test is?
Kiagan, I think the Ram was test.
That what?
Sadizan and Aleph.
No, I see, no.
He said he wants to know why wouldn't Achbari be Mason Achim Lach?
Why would what? Achbarim.
Not be a Mason Achim Lach. He says because he's being Shina. But he's ought me, but the Ein Ladishmar meaning it's still an Inus. So meaning it's just a Sam Inus, not a.
Okay, I'm not so sure this is Mopshah, but let's wait till we get there, okay?
So, saying the Surah of Misa Malacha is the same as Cross 16?
No, that's the Rajba. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. You borrowed it, this is what you borrowed it for. This is using it. It's not kraksusik. It's not kraksusik. You're doing a ma'aseh ma'aseh. You're doing it bad there. No, no, no. This is the essence of the she'ela.
Yeah, the essence of the she'ela.
That's not no kraksusik. Well, why being kraksusik? It's a bad marshal. Why kraksusik? Kraksusik, if you rip my garments down, I'm meichel you. I'm letting you do it. Why? What do you want to gain with that marshal? Like, what?
You are being
mazik
in the name of by using.
You're not being
mazik.
You're using it.
You're using it.
Up. Seder. That's I borrowed it for. That's I borrowed it for.
So here is Zaman. Would there be such a thing according to the Rambam as shio b'shas malacha? Meaning, let's say it comes.
Why not? If I'm Pesheya, I'm Pesheya. Why can't I be Pesheya? Of course I can be Pesheya.
I'm
Pesheya. I still can't be Pesheya. I have right to use it without Pesheya.
I'm using it for the thing I borrowed.
Again, if I'm Pesheya, I'm Pesheya. That's not using it. That's not using it properly. I borrowed it to use it properly. Of course it's the Pesheya is Pesheya. What does that mean? What?
If I work it instead of feeding
it,
the thing I borrowed for.
Again, if you're Peshaya, you're Peshaya. Then it's not Nichlan, the hat of the borrowing.
How
do
the
Sudan
and the Ramban and the Rashi say when you're on the
the Ramban and the Rashba, they don't say how they understood the Rambam. They say they don't understand the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay, so they argue the Rambam. They don't understand. The Rizam is trying to say, I'm answering.
We were in Mashba yesterday, though. We said that their Mashba and the Rambam is saying Kula.
Oh, that Kudum and the Mechalik, the Rashba and the Ritva, where there's a Kula or Chumra?
Yeah.
No, so what's your question?
So how the Rizam and the way that we read Kula?
No, so he's not learning that way. He's not learning that way.
Yes,
I heard. He's not. He's learning the Rambam differently. Anyway, the Bukhari Shem learning the Rambam. He's learning the Rambam going to Chumrah. He's learning the Rambam going to Chumrah. Okay, we said it's more mashmak than the Rambam. The other place Rambam does say by the acts, the Rambam does say that it was machmas. Even though we had the Rambam in the beginning, the Rambam is not very messy. Yeah. In the beginning, in Tzchiras, it's not there, but we had the Rambams here are saying Machmas also. He's going with that. You can't expect him to answer the every single Rishon when he's coming to argue the Rishonim. Yeah, and then Rishonim arguing the Rambam. So, this is half the Rambam. Yes,
so, why is it still chayv afterwards?
What do you mean afterwards?
I mean, after the Shas Malacha, you're still chayv.
I don't know what you mean.
Even if it didn't happen right away, but it happened because of the
Malacha,
the Rambam writes that you're
chayav. You're chayav, exactly, because only the usage itself.
Wasn't you
Misa and Kripa, but afterwards you're chayav? Misa, you're partner. Explain why. I already explained it, so if you didn't get it, well. Okay, now before we go on to Rishonim about Krichesh, is it Hodra or not Hodra? So Rabbi Abraham reminded me of Ritva that we had a Lamed Hay. I think it might be Negeya what we've been talking about over here. Okay, so Shemesh Masa Shem, Masach Bar Machvera, Vishil Acher. Mesa Kedarka, Yishba Soicher, and now as Machoik is who the show pays to. Right? First, Yishba Soicher, Imho Yisham, the Mishba said, Shasim to Shemesa. Tapka Shoel made the Dover, and Echo, fine, and Echo, it's a Shab Echo, part of the Shvorna. So the Soicher has to swear. Soicher swears, and then he's potter to the masker, and he gets the money. Oh, well, let's say he wasn't there. Except there's aid him, but fine. Let's say there's no aid. Okay, soicher mar chaver v'shil acher, and the soicher has no clue what happened. He has absolutely no clue what happened. So says Ramban. We're talking about the Ramban and the Raivin. The Ramban says that the Seicha swears any day in Meisach Adarka or in Nigneva v'yifter. Now they come on the Vilot Chavloim any day in Mugisani Shupater. Raivin says no. You like aid men yochel shav chayel l'sham. Now they come any day in Praticha Shulchayet. So what's the shayla over here? He doesn't know if it was Meisach Adarka, right? Right? The Ramban says, you can swear that, you know, that he's not sure. And it's any day in Lusani. He's Potter. Right? He says, no. So I was thinking maybe it's Ramban Lishtasa. Maybe it's a Malish Tassai. And the Mechalik is Rabban and Rajba. What's the Ptur of Balavimai? Right? Man says, it's Pshis Abayil. Pshis Amashil. Rajba says, because there's Mechila. So I was thinking, according to the Rabban, According to Ramban, that's if it's Mesa Kedarka, Pshat is, there's no Chiyah Bechal. There's Pshias Abaylan. There's no Mechayah Bechal. If it's Pshias Abaylan, right, that's why he died, so there's no Mechayah Bechal. It's not a Mechayah with a Ptur. Peter Ramban, there's no Mechayah. If the Balaam is Pshaya, then there's Al Atzad, yeah? Which means that the Bayan were Pesheya. If the Bayan were Pesheya, right, then there's no Machayev. The Bayan were Pesheya. He doesn't start with Chayev. Hashem with Fidar Rajba, for example. Fidar Rajba. That's Mashal's Chayev and Einzin, right? That's Mashal's Chayev and Einzin. Elamai. Meis machmas locha, this is mechila on the part of the bailam. It's mechila. Oh, so ken zayin, if the pshat is the mechila, b'atzem, there's a sibas hachiv over here, there's a sibas mechayiv. Elamai, against it, because Rav Shaul is chayiv nainzin, elamai, against that, there's something that pathers you. Against that, there's something that pathers you. Memela. Memela, Zok Ramban, it's any day. So that's Dr. Ravid. Memela, it's any day. In Praticha, because Batsam, if we're not sure if it's Meis Machmas Malacha, the Batsam is a chiyuv of Oynes. Shalos Chaim Oynesim. Elmai, what do you want to say? That there's a Paiter over here. Yeah, there's a Mechila. No, we're not sure. We're not sure if it's Meis Machmas Locha. So Meila, is any day in Praticha Zagraiv in Meila Meila Yechayev.
The Ramban goes well with the Ramban?
No. The Ramban goes well with the Ramban. The Rav goes well with the Rajba. Again, the Ramban says... What?
They're
not talking
about
Mesa Machmas Malacha. What?
They're not talking
about Mesa Machmas Malacha. Holiday.
They're talking about
Mesa
Kedarka
or Nigma. Mesa Kedarka. Oh, I'm sorry. What? Oops. Oh, sorry. Ouch. Okay. Sorry, scratch that one. That was bad. Okay. I guess the only guy. Thank you very much, Abraham. Okay. Hope everyone has erasers. So, sorry, say it. Alright, this Shah made sorry, Mesa Kedarka. Sorry. No, I told this. Okay, get it. Disregard. Okay. Okay. And that's some Gemara. The man parrots over here asked a question. Gemara says, Shaila of with behemoth huchash, he boiled chash boss and machas and walk a mai. He had a sophic. We came out that Meis Machas Locha, not only chash machas locha, he Meis Machas Locha, you're also. Potter. The parents over here ask the question. Very, very short, my parents. In timer. My parents, Migar Megazlin. The Gazlin Muslim name, Mechash, Meshchol Fanecha. Yes, what was Mar Shaila? Alright, we know a Gazlan could say Eresh Lavanecha. As long as there's no Shinoi. Right? As long as there's no Shinoi. God, if something happened to the animal, God's not Chayyim. Say Eresh Lavanecha. So what's the Shaila? Gemara is handling whether it's sad the Shaila is Chayyim the Chash or not. Right? Like my parents, forget about it. He's not worse than a Gazlan. Shaila's not worse than a Gazlan. Ishlam the Mayor Hakha Shekhish Midayin. Teretz is an Arasugya, it was Machish Midayin. It was Machish Midayin, meaning it was a day of the work. It was Hukash a day of the work, it's a Mayas Midayin. And therefore, Alatzan, and there's no Ptur, a Mayas Machmas Malacha, then the Shayel would be Chayiv, Chari Pasha Asmazik. Now, just that Gazan could say, Haresh Chal Fenecha, that's nafka when something happens to the animal. Something happens to the animal, it's Chayiv Hashav. As long as there's no Shinuri, right? It's Kenja Gazal. You can say Haresh Chal Fenecha. One second. Mashayin Kain, if he's Mazim Bidayim, Avada is Chayiv. Somebody over here, that's Batsim, the repairman's name is on. The Shayel is talking like the Ganav. The Shalom could say Reish Chalfanecha. He's not Chayim more than the Ganav, even though he's a Shimer. But yet, over here he's Chayim. Why? Because he didn't be dying.
So how's he called that?
Yeah. Whatever the Marth Eretz is then. The Marth Eretz is, what Marth says is the Torah. It's not Mamish Masik. It's Idei Ma'asik. And it's Alatzad, there's no Ptur Meis Machus Malacha, then it's a Masik. But Alatzad is a Ptur Meis Machus Malacha, then you're not a Masik.
The Mishnah over there says,
Pahinabodim,
he's there,
it's
the anything you don't say. Unless over there there was.
Wait.
There's a difference there that over there.
One second. Okay, so you're already pushing me, so I'll jump.
No, I'm just trying to understand. It's conscious to start with.
I understand.
Okay, yeah. I understand, and it's correct. Okay, so then, in this
Rebbeinu Peretz, okay, we have to say, he's making me jump ahead. We have to say that the chash over here is chash the hadar, right? One second. There's a rush over here which is chash the barichas. We'll see the rush in a minute, a few minutes. Yeah. What Shailan in the Shainim? What is our gemara doing? It says chash, hukash, chash basar makmas machamai. Is it a chash that is the animal weakened that he's not going to get back to himself? Or whatever, I'll bounce back. Give him a couple of days rest. You know, and he'll get back to himself. What kind of chash are we talking about? So, by virtue of the fact that Ben Peretz is medamed the Gazlan, the Gazlan say Reish Lofanecha, so if it's a chash, Deloy Hadra, if it's a chash, Deloy Hadra, then he's kind of, then Gazlan's kind of machinery. And he can't say Reish Chalfanecha. It's only if it's Kain Shagana. If it's a Chash Dehadra, then he could say Reish Chalfanecha. But it's Chash Deloy Hadra. If it's Chash Deloy Hadra, then it's a Shinui. And he can't say Reish Chalfanecha. This Cheshbin, the Ktsois and Simon Shin Mem Beis, makes this Cheshbin in their Rebbeinu Peretz. It's coming in all cheshbon. We'll get back to the cheshbon in tzais, but just for our purposes right now, he calls it Ben Peretz, the shita. And Kain Sfirle, the chash the hadar nami. I remove it with kivareinu. Now karcha b'shin mafarish lo bechash the hadar. The chash the loy hadar. Gaz lo nami le matzam esh chol v'necha. If it's a chash the loy hadar, even a gaz can say esh chol v'necha. If Ben Peretz is being medamed the Gazlan, obviously with Tumar Chash the Hadar, he'll bounce back. So Mary like Gazlan Kaseh Reish Chol Vanecha. The Mary's looking at Ben Peretz, Hashem calls the Kaseh Reish Chol Vanecha. Calls the Reish Chol Vanecha. And but still Ben Peretz and still Ben Peretz answers that this is Midayim. It's considered he's chayim. So you see that even a chash, the hadar, still, if you do bidayim, you're chayim.
Why never That is an answer.
Okay, so whatever. This if we want to say it's right, that it's smart. We'll see Mitzvah, maybe.
Can
we bring
that as an answer? By here we're talking about chash, that it's not hadar.
If it's chash, it's not hadar.
And therefore the question never started.
That's why he has the
kashrut.
He doesn't hold that way.
Okay, that means he's learning Gemara. It's chashtad. I don't know. He could have said that. He learned our Gemara. So again, what comes out of this from parents, when we get back, when we get to the Rosh, and we debate, is our Gemara doing chashtad or chashtad loyadar? The Rebbe parents has a clear position over here. Zatik Tzai says, Mukh for the Cheshmer, the Rebbe parents, that he must be doing chash the Loihadar, it was a chash, sorry, chash the hadar. The chash the loihadar, he couldn't have stole to the ganav, the exeration of Necha, because it's chash the loihadar, then there's no din of Reshkol of Necha. Which would be very interesting, and this I think we'll talk more about tomorrow when we get to the bottom places here. It would seem in Cain that, okay, I have to think about this more. I didn't think it through yet, but by chash the loy hadar, the gan of kantim esh chafanecha, pasht is, I think it's because he's kind of machinery. Kain shaganav, right? Kain shaganav, then the din of kain shaganav by Gazlin, then that's that hashava. But if it's not kain shaganav, he's kind of. That's why kantim esh chafanecha. He's kind of male, he's high king, he's kind of exhaler. So, is that going to mean that there's a shayla is also kind of machinery? I'm not sure. I have to work that out. I think that's going to come in more tomorrow. I'm just saying, making a point over here. In the Rebbe Peretz, especially when Tzais is building the Rebbe Peretz, it comes out that if it was a chash nahadar, then it's bashit that he can't say Resh Chof and Echa. So we have to understand how that works by Shoyal and how it works by Gaza. But upon him, Rebbe Peretz is being medama, the chiyuv of Gazlan to the chiyuv of Shoyal, the Indian Haresh Lofanach. The Ptur of Haresh Lofanach applies to Shoyal as well. Taisvis in Baba Kama is machalik between a Gazlan and a Shaymer. Taisvis in Baba Kama on the Pnuvavim base. Tais is a chilukim between a Gazlan and a Shaymer. Because Tais is going on the Gemara that talks about that the Gazlan is chayiv, the Gazlan is chayiv, the hezek the animal does that he steals. Right? Tais is wants to know how does the Gemara know that Gazan's chayiv in Hezek? It's not his cow. What do we see? How does Gemara know that the behemoth is the rishus of the Gazlan linyan Hezek the Gazan's chayiv in Hezek? He says, "Lekla meim kehech the mosla shemachinam shoyel nitzchak zabaylam." Have you ever all the shaymer's chayiv in the Hezek in place of the Bailan? What in Gazlan? The Dilma knows what's the right Shaym with the Machaila Gazlan. Metzinu Devarim, he says, Shaym Machaim, a Gazlan Potter. We see on certain things, the Shaymer, right, is more Chayim than Gazlan. You know, Gazlan is a Gazlan, right? We throw a book at it. No, certain things, the Shaymer is more Chayim than a Gazlan. He says, Kagoyin, Sharei, Bekachasha Behema, Hachasha the Hadra. Yeah, Mukhba Gazel, the Gazlan Haimel Eshach of Necha. Chash the Hadar, a Gazlan could say, Eshach of Necha. Mishum, Lechosh of Shinun, Velekaninu, is what I was telling you before. And why is it, my Gazlan, what's a Tolian? It's Tolian. When could he say Eshach of Necha and when not? If there's a Shinun, he's not Kain Shagana, it's a male cancer, Eshach of Necha. He's kind of machinery. If not, he could. So Zabtai says, Achash the Hadar, he could say, Resh Chof Necha. Lechash of Shinu, like an Inu. Upatir. I feel like a Pshia. Right? Let's say, the chash happened with the pshia of the gazer. He was pshaya, and the animal got weak. Yeah, says Taisvis, the gazer was never mekabel shmira. He's gazer. He wasn't mekabel shmira. So he's not saying he has no chiyah pshia. Pshia is not a shaymer. A shaymer that accepts the responsibility is chayv b'pshia. A gazlan has a different chiyah. A gazlan chiyah of a shava, but he has no chiyah b'pshia. Elmai. So what's telling the gazlan is it kain shegazal or not? If it's kain shegazal, he can say arshalav necha. If not, he can't. Avol shaymer is a taisves. Kiyam the shemis chayim b'kachasha. The loy hadar. Taisves says that that a shaymer is chayim in chash. The loy hadar. In Eifin, obviously, there is Besheya or whatever it is. And not in our Gemara by Shoyal and Meis Matmach. He's saying in general, he's saying that a Shoymer, Le'inyin Mamish Chash, the Chash Tahadar, which is what we're talking about. So he said that there's a fundamental difference between a Gazlan and a Shoymer. A Gazlan is not responsible for what happens to the object. A Gazlan B'yisaydai has one chiyuv, and that is to return the object k'ein shegazal. Right? V'heishim is a gzeila asher gazal. And we say asher gazal k'ein shegazal. That is the chiyuv, that is the whole, that's where it starts, that's where it ends. Now, if it's k'ein shegazal, even though it's chokhash, tough luck. You can chayim is chiyuv. If it's not k'ein shegazal, so he's kainit, then dam chayim. That's the story with Gazlan. Shaymer has absolutely nothing to do with that, says Taisus. Shaymer has a chiyuv. Since he has a chiyuv to watch it, he also has a responsibility for what happens. If he didn't watch it, if he was Pesheya, obviously not in the case of Meis Machzlacha, but in the case where he's Pesheya, and something, an animal got weakened, he's chayiv. He's a Shaymer. A Shaymer is chayiv. What happened? So Taisus is a fundamental difference, right, between the whole machayiv of a gazlan and the whole machayiv of a shaymer. Memela. So this taisus chayiv mamish not like Rebbe Peretz. This taisus is totally not like Rebbe Peretz. Rebbe Peretz her Bayas was medama shoyel the gazlan, and Rebbe Peretz said by chash lehadra. It's just like the gazlan can say reish chalfenecha, the shoyel can say reish chalfenecha. Now, if you ask Taisus in Baba Kama his opinion on that, he'll say, what are you talking about? It's apples and oranges over here. A Shoyol could say Resh Lofanech, his whole chiv is to return it, Kein Shagana. If it's not a Shinoi, it's Chach Shahadra, he's Potter. He's Potter. Why? A Resh Lofanech. You could say, Kim Kaim is Chiv HaShava. A Shein Kein. A Shoyim has a chiv. Samela. Memela, this is a big machlekes here with the Taisa and Peretz, and Taisa over there. I think this whole discussion might come up later in the next sugya. We're talking about the pchas of the shvarim and all that stuff.
Even though the reason of the why has to return is different by Israel as opposed to God, but they both have the same belief to return.
No, it's not, no. By Ganav, it starts and ends with the Chiv to return. That is the Chiv. There's no Chiv Shmira. And also, Matzah Shor Shal has a Chiv to return. It's not so posh.
So, why are we saying it anyway? If the Ganav is about.
I know the Rosh.
Why are we assuming it's Ganav Shagazal? It's not so posh.
Will it's Chiv Shal?
Why is
it? So, even if there is. Even if there is, it's irrelevant. But Yizik has Chiyuv Shmir. It's not. It's Chiyuv don't evolve around this Chiyuv Shum. Maybe Rosh says they are. I don't know. But,
His loss of actually.
Okay, when I.
Why is there.
It's not Chazar of Sheikh
Olyomir. Why is this assuming that since it's going to be coming back the way it was originally, that God is Yitzhak with that it's Kain Shagana? Eventually, right now it's not.
But so now you're asking a shaila in Perak Meruba. Next, we'll learn next year. We'll learn Perak Meruba. We'll understand that better.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that's not. That's really
okay.
That's an okay. Shigal. I don't know. When that's really a Meruba question. That's a Meruba question. That's not a shaila question.
The animal's injured while the shell has it. So So
then
it's just his loss,
Michael.
He's the one borrowing it.
Again, if it's cash, so what? What
happens to
anything?
So then what returns it? It's back to normal, then that's it.
You're asking Rosh Hashanah's question?
Why should the Chiyah Shmira affect the fact that...
You have a Chiyah Shmira, you have a Chiyah, you're responsible for what happens. If something happens to it, you have to pay. A Gazan has no Chiyah, he has no responsibility, he has no Shmira, he has no nothing. He has one Chiyah. His Chiyah is to give the Heshav his Exel Shah Gazal. Yeah? And there's a Tanai in the Torah that says, Asher Gazal, Chazal Darshan, Ke'en Shah Gazal. Okay? If it's Ke'en Shah Gazal, you're good. Even though it's not exactly the way it is. Okay? We'll have to deal with Rav Shlomo's question a different time. Why is that not called Shein Gazal? That doesn't interest us right now. Okay? It's called Chazal's Kaveh, that's called Ke'en Shah Gazal. Memeila, Amakai Mechiv. Zeo. I. It's messed up. Doesn't make a difference. I don't care if it's messed up. By a Shomer, I do care. Because if it's messed up because of me, because of my negligence, and because of my Ishmira, and whatever level of Shmira it is, it's something that I'm responsible for. As a Shomer, I'm responsible for the Hezek. I'm responsible for what happens to the animal. That's the fundamental difference between the Shaila and the Goslin. Ren Peretz doesn't have that difference. He has the Kasha. She says, Reish Lof Erecha.
Am I not only responsible if there's a Pesedah to the
Baal? What?
Why should I be responsible for
presenting
the son
of Satan
to the Baal?
Who says not
to
say it to the Baal?
Because I have it.
What?
I'm the one that's using it. It's mine now.
You say that if it's chosh the harder, then it's not upset the Baal? What? Why not? Right now the animal is... Right now the animal is weak.
Yeah, not to the Baal. The Baal doesn't care. The Baal doesn't care. The Baal, it's by the shell.
I don't know, maybe when you give it back, it's still, and we'll see the rush. The rush says it is a pseudo. We'll see the rush. If you wanted to sell it now, it's worth less. It's a pseudo. The animal's worth less. The rush, you saw the rush? No. You did see the rush? All the way to the end? Mamash to the end?
Yeah.
What?
What if it's like
a Tzachatzin,
like,
what does that do to anything? Who's the mamma? What kufa? What mazik? We're not like Baba Kamer, by the way. Let's not forget, we're learning a shayol. Okay. The Rosh over here, Bar Gemara. A few points, very important points in the Rosh. Interesting, right? Interesting. He says it was nichshol v'nafla, right? Even though it's not mamish the mloch itself, right? It fell while I was walking. Okay. Kitzer, as long as l'ashin l'pashaba, oynis yagev and ischamama umeis. That's more mamish mloch. I don't know if it's a trip. It's hard to walk. Going should derech hiluch. It's not a trip, yeah. But this was hard to plow on the way to the field. A trip. That would say the Shem says we machmas melacha. That called machmas melacha. What?
Can't trip while it's doing.
He didn't say. He says derech hiluch. Nichshel v'nafla. Maybe he's daft going while it's plowing. But it's not the plowing itself. Okay, it's not the plowing itself.
Animals fall.
The question of animals fall now. We're not blaming anyone over here. We're not wagging fingers over here. Yeah.
It's a donkey.
To walk, man. No. Anyway. Oynis yageyav and ischamam al meisa. That's mesma av meisa b'derech lo higish ba yefos terech aderech. If you don't see, there's no open signs of the animal being weak, then so the shomer is going to be chayiv. You can't swim. I met this Alamusa, he's amazing. Maybe we'll be sitting there fressing away at the trough, is that how you call it? It would also die. How do you know? There's no signs that overheated it because of the melacha. Okay, so that's the first point of the Rosh, and then the series brings down a discussion about that. The Rosh says over Yichayev, and Safed the Rosh says Yichayev. Nothing says in Shin Mem Dalid that. Then they say is it Chai Misafik? Why Chai Misafik? That's what they say. It doesn't mean this down. The Rama says Nach Shehirgish Bayi Demlocha Mlo Hirgish Layuchul Shava Adum Lo Blav Hachi Nami Ha'isa Meisa. Mail you have to pay. So, in fact, by Jesus, it's a suffix, not the shach. Since he has to swear, in order to pat himself, he has to swear. Since he can't swear, he doesn't know. Meila, we have the whole cloud, in fact, Shayach Hoshav Mashal. Maybe we could say, if the Rosh held like the Rajba, let's get to try again, maybe we should be out again. Then maybe at least the Chakim we talked about before, yeah? Maybe that could be Pshat in the Rosh. The reason why Yechayiv is Ein Dei Praticha.
No, Tzais, like, when it brings it on the side, like the headline, he says that Taizim Stavik, whether it's Mitaich or it's Mitaich or because of
Inyan Patifa. Not in that, but on the side. Sure, maybe
after.
Okay, anyways, that might be the Teretz. The Taizim himself, at the end, offers a different Teretz. And he offers a Teretz that if Iker Shvua, he says, totally what the. No, it's the thing. No, so the Shach says it's Mitaich. The Shach says Mitaich. Oh. So we do before with it. So Hashem, that's the Chayat HaSbeis HaYiz Kasha, that's Mitaich. Oh. Now, the Tzoray says, though, but the Ra, he wants Taina, the Ra argues. The Ra argues. Because the Ra we once had, in a Mafkid, we discussed this once. And the Mekeis brings down a Ra, very interesting Ra. Someone a shayil chamar lichay v'alav shluchay. V'meisa b'derech. I don't know if machz moch or not. There's kim shein chayi v'achas ma'insin. Pot nav ein day mischayafti. Ein day mischayafti. Since mechiv is only b'chas ma'insin, he's going like that sad. A shoyl pays not b'shas v'shicha, v'chiv v'shoyl b'shas einzin. The male, you don't know if there's a chiv or not. Avel shoyl chamar lirkei v'ala aleha v'nos l'shluchai. Who's over on das bal bayis, and he gave it, he really borrowed it from himself. And then he gave it to the shliach. Ador v'safik, emeis amach mas malacha chayit. Shevein a shoyl v'shoyl ha'ashil. Umischayev mishas pshia. Areu koim yedeya in praticha shu chayev. So if it was pshaya by loading it out, so then it was already pshas pshia. It was already chayev. Elmai. Now we're not sure. Is there a p'tur mezmos malacha? So it's any day. So there's 2 points. We've seen this in this ra'ah. One, the Tzai says, you see from here that he disagrees with the Shach B'das HaRosh. Shach B'das HaRosh says that we say mitaych, and ra'ah in a case where you borrowed for the shliach and you're not sure based on machs or not, even though you can't swear, you don't say mitaych. You know, you can't swear, you don't say mitaych. So Dr. says the shach moves up in our rosh. The art of the rosh says you're not sure based on machs lacha yichayev because you say mitaych. You have a ra'ah. Well, you're not like that. You have a case in the Ra'ah, where the suffix was made of Mesmach Maslach. In the case when you were in Pesheya, since we say the Chiyav is Mishas Ainzin, it's any day in Mishayafti, Mela, your potter, I, why do you say Mitaych? I have a Chiyav Shmu. Elmai, see, don't say Mitaych. What's the Hasber? So that the Ksai says later, he wants the Taina that the Chiyav. It's he wants tiny. It's totally what ikachiyah shuvah zeshayim is. Ikachiyah shuvah zeshayim is that ain't a b'shusai. So then, if the ikachiyah shuvah zeshayim is ain't a b'shusai, then like Mag Mishnah says, we discussed this amol. So mail over here. The Shayol knows that it's dead, right? He knows that he could swear it's Ani B'Shusai, right? Oh, the swear that was based on Machmas Halacha, that's only within Gilgul. That's not the Ikar Shavuah that the Shayim has to swear what happened. All the other Shavuahs, as what happened, and you're Peshay, this, that, all the thing, all those Shavuahs are a result of the Ikar Shavuah, which is Ani B'Shusai. So it's all Gilgul. That's the Shayla, whether or not we say, that's the Shayla, we don't say Gilgul, we don't say Mitaich on a Gilgul. That we're not going to right now, the Lamas. And then I think, again, Lensai, I think that will come in more within the Yonim of Gilgul Shvua. But it says that we don't say Mitaich on a Gilgul. So if this day has to swear that Mesmach Maslacha is only Mitam Gilgul, but since he's swearing, what happened? He's swearing that day. We throw the other shvuah you as well. So over here, Echnami, the original shvuah you could swear. I had a second shvuah of what happened. That's only Gilgul. We don't say Mitaych on the Gilgul.
Doesn't the Mishnah does on Jaila say that the shvuah is
Shirbur Kafkach? He quotes the Magen Mishnah Gimel Dalid.
The
Shvuah Zeshaimer is only that there was Ani B'Shusai. That's Shvuah Zeshaimer. Everything else is Medin Gilgul. Once we got you swearing, we make you swear to everyone.
Right.
So it's not the Shvuah Zeshaimer. But it's Shvuah Debatrin, yes. He has to swear, but only Me'alz Gilgul has to swear. So that's Exercises Shtigl Tair over here. And then he wants to say, Samela, the Shach, and the Rosh can hold that, no, the Shvuah of what happened is Ikar Shvuah. But there's another point I want to make in this in the Ra'ah, which I found interesting, and that is that it's very interesting. The Kiddush Nerah, because it comes out from Nerah that let's say the Shoyol, right, knows it was Meis Machloch. In the case when he borrowed it for himself, and then he gave it to his shliach to use. Right? He wasn't allowed to. Right? But still, so what's the whole problem? That Zeindeya in Praticha, because he was Pesheya. Right? Because he doesn't know. Let's say he does know. Then he's Potter.
Shouldn't help him.
Before the Ra says, yeah, it comes out of the real of the Ra, that if he does know, then he's Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was just thinking, right? Is that what's that Marshall? Is the Rambam going to agree with that? Right? Because Rambam said the whole term Meis Machmas Lacha is only if you did what you're supposed to do. Right? You did what it was borrowed for. Right? So Ram said, you know, even though you're using it for lesser things, that's not what's bothered for. So Chayra, I was clarifying Chayra the Fidei Rambam, but then maybe after I saw the Rizalman, maybe not. But Chayra the Rambam would argue on this on the Ra, because there's no Ptur B'chal Meis Machmas Lacha. Again, the Ra is assuming the Ptur Meis Machmas Lacha. The Shaila is, see, if you don't know, right? You can't prove it that it's Meis Machmas Lacha. So now you're Chayim, Misafik. Question is, though, but over here, he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. He did something, he used it for something that he wasn't supposed to use it for. So here, it's not it's still both for writing, right? You borrowed the Yushar ride, and your Shliach wrote it. So it could be, maybe it's different, especially if it's Zam. But at first glance, Rambam says, the whole Ptur Meis Machmas Lacha is only if you used it, what you're allowed to use it for. I'm saying, L'mashal Fidirajma. I'm Meichel you, only if you did what you're supposed to do. If you did what you're supposed to do, right? Then L'chayra, I was never Michael. Maybe the Fidei Ramban, that's Pshias HaMashal, maybe the Magyasev, the Ra could go the Fidei Ramban. If it's Pshias HaMashal, then that's for sure make a difference when using Circle Saif. The Mashal was Pshaya over here. Circle Saif, Mashal was Pshaya. Okay, and then the Magyasev, oh, but Masafik, since you don't know, since you don't know, Yichai. I'm just saying that this case of Mugyasev might also be Negeya to all the different Svaras that we're saying, Lagabi, what that's in Petura Meis Machloch is. Here we have interesting Chiddush to Mugyasev, I think, that even though you weren't allowed to lend it out, and you loaned it out, that's in the still Petura Meis Machloch. L'chayr for the Rajma, not. If you're the Rambam, I would have said not, but maybe if you're Mr. Zalman, that it's in Saif Masayif, it's that use. Yes, Lord. Okay.